港共政权声音乐家，请持续支持 My Radio 节目月费计划。
本土民主反共，普罗政治，民声起义。myradio.hk
好，欢迎大家又来到法国 葡萄酒学院，今天又继续有科神和 Alex。 So Alex, how are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
I don't feel it. Because I was wondering whether you got let's say in Paris or in Nice, do you have such kind of hot weather in?
Yeah, it's very hot, but usually not humid. It's very dry. So yeah. Nice, for example, where I'm born, is very dry, not like this.
Yeah.
So and it's easier to live there. In Hong Kong, you really sweat so much.
I have to tell you the truth. Whenever I get I feel like I can't even breathe because it's so hot that you feel that you're very dizzy and you have no interest in doing anything else.
Yeah. Stay in the mall, right?
Yeah. I would like to go to swim right now.
Yeah. Instead of swim, we can have a drink.
Yes, we can have a drink.
So today, instead of swimming, we have drinking.
Yes.
But before drinking, I would like to ask Alex, since we got so many souvenirs here, and I have tried this one, which tastes like candy to me.
Yeah. This basically is for kids, mostly in France, and it's been existing for a long time, and we basically, we like to eat it. It's kind of the treat you give to your kids. And it is some funny things, like usually what kids do, at least when I was a kid, you take off the picture from the top, like this, and then you basically, like a stamp, you just use it like this and you can put it on your hand or something. I don't know. It doesn't seem to work that much anymore, but we used to do this anyway when we were kids.
Okay.
And otherwise, yeah, it's a funny thing to open. Just do like this, like a triangle, and then try it. It's quite fresh, so it goes with the weather, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And yeah, the taste is not very strong.
So I just told Alex that it tastes like candy to me.
Yeah, candy.
Instead of cheese.
It's very sweet, yeah.
It's very sweet.
You can keep it much longer than regular cheese. But yes, it's not the very strong one with strong smell, but it's tasty still.
Well, actually, you can buy this cheese in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
I actually checked it out when I was really a kid.
Even in Hong Kong,
Even in Hong Kong. Yeah. So I remember the taste.
Okay.
I can still remember the taste.
Yeah, it hasn't changed, right?
No.
And so the name is La Vache qui rit, but in English, obviously, the laughing cow. And yeah, the picture is a laughing cow, as you can see on the box.
Yeah. So, I wish all the kids in Hong Kong can enjoy this.
Yes.
Yeah. So where do you get it?
This you can get anywhere, basically.
Supermarket.
Super, yeah. Even Welcome, maybe they have it.
Sure. Okay. So, what are we going to drink today?
Okay. Awesome. Let me speak in Cantonese. Okay. 天氣好熱，即係頭先我過嚟嗰時咧，哇，熱到成身汗。咁今熱嘅情況最好就梗係飲翻啲白酒啦。咁咧，我特登帶酒袋，因為咧出邊咁熱，而白酒要雪嘅。咁我又雪，其實我嚟嗰陣時候雪到大概八度到啊，而家大概10度到，咁啊全靠個酒袋。咁如果大家出街去即係出街去露營，又或者去咩野餐咧，不妨買嗰啲酒袋，係可以雪夠凍嘅。咁啊咁熱嘅天氣，拎啲咁熱咁，即系拎白酒去出街飲咧，就會心旷神怡噶啦。
What is made of this bag？
呢個袋其實佢有啲石子，即石咁樣嘅物料啦。咁佢有保温作用嘅。其實佢若果係好熱嘅情況之下咧，即係要熱嘢啦，其實可以 keep 住個熱度。咁但係凍嘢咧，亦都可以 keep 住凍個温度嘅。咁頭先即係我嚟嗰陣時候咧，咁啲酒就度過大概8度。而家我諗我 摸佢大有十度，咁其實都係一個白酒非常之理想嘅温，即係温度嚟嘅。如果你拎住呢支酒喺街度，今日咁熱咁樣，即係街度咁樣隨時，而家咧係熱到飲唔落口嘅。
係啊，
係啊。
咁所以白酒咧，一定要即係大家要保持個温度。如果你譬如話就咁喺街度買翻嚟咧，最好就 chilling， 雪一雪佢先。
係啊，咁我所以就太熱啦，不如索性而家就飲啦，係時候都。
We can't wait.
Thirsty. So how much does the box cost to keep the wine cold?
Okay. For this bottle is around 200 Hong Kong
dollars. Oh, 200. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We can buy in some furniture company or something like this.
And you can put two bottles inside, right?
This one is for two bottles. Some is one bottle, but this one is for two bottles.
Okay, okay.
And in case you buy some wine cabinet, they will leave it as a souvenir.
Oh, right. Okay,
okay. 即係買酒櫃嘅時候咧，好多時都會當係一個嘅禮賓咁樣送翻俾大家嘅呢個酒袋。咁但係如果真係零售買，就大約$200一個到啦。So Alex, in France, is this very normal to have a white wine?
Yes, it's recommended. Even the doctor will tell you drink some white wine when it's too hot. Joke aside, in summer this is one of the best drinks, white wine. Maybe you know when the sun starts to set around 7-8 p.m. You chill on the balcony drinking white wine, or for dinner, of course.
So, 浸咗先啦。
So this one, no need to decant it, is it?
No. Okay. Normally for white wine, we seldom decant, unless the wine from Burgundy.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Okay. 即係一般白酒，我哋好少去做醒酒噶，除咗少數嚟自 Burgundy 嘅白酒，我哋都做翻醒酒步驟。
Smells good.
Yeah. Just you need to give some comment of the aroma.
Yeah.
香味不妨大家都俾啲意見啦。
Let's see.
So. Yes, any
grapes? my nose is not very good. But it smells quite fresh. But Eddie, any ideas how it smells like?
I have to wait for the master.
Oh, 我自己聞啦，呢杯酒咧，有啲檸檬啊，lemon,
okay, yeah.
And some this is citrus fruit, 啲柑橘類嘅香味。Do you have the flavor of pineapple?
Pineapple?
Yeah, do you think so?
Yeah, we can see pineapple. See, exactly, it's always like this. It's only after you say the ingredients that you can smell them, I think, or at least for me.
And some 榴莲, I forgot the English of 榴莲, a little bit.
Oh, okay. But how come there were there
durian? Okay.
Durian. Yeah, yeah. How come that were there are durian?
They are supposed the this depends on the terroir, 個風土。咁啊，好多時因為佢地方其實佢係嚟自波爾多。咁啊比較熱啲嘅，咁啊會帶到一啲熱帶水果嘅味。咁其實有少甚至乎有少少榴蓮嘅味，咁其實呢支酒係冇落榴蓮嘅香味。
係咯，我就唔肯，我唔可能有榴蓮。
甚至乎先檸檬其實唔應該，即係因為佢係呢支酒咧係個風土嘅問題先俾到啲味，佢冇加到任何榴蓮啊、任何檸檬嘅香味嘅。
Yeah, it says on the bottle there's a bit of grapefruit, green apple, elderflower, and lime tree. So,
yes.
But so these fruits are actually close to the vineyard, is it?
No, because why we have the such a favor? Because of the terroir and also of the weather and also the grapes, the character.
Okay.
Because this is not they're not much similar grapes nearby.
Okay.
個原因就係因為嗰個風土係
啦，
就其實就應該冇呢啲咁嘅果，即係呢啲咁嘅水果嘅成分喺入邊嘅。
冇嘅，絕對冇，係純粹嗰個嘅水，即係嗰個提子葡萄本身嘅特性啦，釀酒師佢想釀出咩風格出嚟啦，同埋嗰個泥土佢係帶出嚟嘅。 咁呢三個原因先至令到呢個香味，即係有啲香味帶俾大家咯。即夏天飲一啖呢啲咁樣嘅白酒咧，係真係好舒服嘅。
係啊，我覺得就好舒服啦，即係 I feel very good after tasting the wine、mm-hmm. and well actually if I got a chance, I would put, take this together,、mm. food and drink to somewhere in the, near the beach、mm. and look at the sunset、
yes.
right now.
yeah, yeah. Chico or Repulse Bay, huh?
Yeah.
As I know, in France,、people like to have to bring white wine and some seafood at the riverside.
Yeah, during summer. Picnic.
Yeah, picnic.
Very popular in the afternoon on the weekends、
mm-hmm. 我記得我六、月的時候去法國呢，我自己即趁一些空閒時間我都特地去河畔那裡、跟那些人一起去喝，即是坐喝下酒，其實他們呢真的開一支酒，吃夠 cheese 或者吃少少的海鮮，已經過了一個非常之令我享受的一個下午，即時間真的快樂不知時日過的感覺是、
mm-hmm. yeah. It Forson just said that when he was traveling in France,、mm-hmm. Just a simple bottle of white wine and some、mm-hmm. seafood,、
yeah.
and he can spend the whole day.
Exactly, yeah. And it's and relatively cheap too, right? I mean, the white wine in France,、yeah. I think, can get maybe for 10, 15 euros, is it?
Yeah, no more or less, I think. Yeah. 其實即白酒在香港我自己覺得都很適合的、
嗯、
即剛才都說了香港的天氣比較炎熱比較潮濕、嗯、那喝淡白酒呢令到所有的熱、啊、所有悶熱氣呢其實好像帶走了、
嗯、
是啊，還有另一個原因香港的美食都很適合襯白酒的
是啊、I was told that whenever you have white wine、嗯、it should go with seafood、
yeah.
Does it sound sensible to you?
Yes, it is exactly. Because the reason is when the acidity of the wine, it can bring out the freshness of the seafood. Yeah, 即係通常你食海鮮啊，好多時啦，我哋或者食三文魚、煙三文，我哋中意落檸檬汁或者食生蠔。點解咧？希望嗰啲酸度帶出啲鮮味。咁、而我白酒其實就可以做到相同嘅效果，甚至乎比佢更加好、因為令到嗰個嘅香味啊，即係除咗令帶出鮮味之外咧，亦都將個腥味帶走嘅可以。
So we were talking about oysters and salmon.
Yeah.
So where do you get oysters in France?
Usually at the we have the fresh market too. Nice, my hometown. There's on the border of the beach.
Yeah.
You have this big seafood market, fresh market, and they have some of the best seafood in the region. You go there, you choose the oysters you want to get, you choose the crabs, etc., and they put on a big fresh plate with ice under, and then together with wine, you can eat this, and usually they don't. Yeah, they cook the shrimps, they cook the squid, but the oysters we eat fresh like this.
It's raw.
Raw oysters. Yeah. I know Hong Kong is a bit different. You eat oysters preferably cooked, cheese on top.
And how much does this cost to buy all these oysters in let's say in Nice?
I think maybe for if I remember correctly, maybe 8 oysters would be 15 euros, depending on the grade, the quality. Mm. There's so many different ones.
Yeah.
But I think you can have a good meal for two people if you spend maybe 20 euros, 20, 25 euros, which is around 250 Hong Kong dollars for seafood, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, much cheaper than in Hong Kong right now.
Yeah.
Although Cheung Chau is very cheap, right? But it's different cooking way, right?
Yeah.
I call it too. Last year, I think my colleague go to Konya to have this oyster, and they told me a very special eating method. With the oyster here, and then they put some pate on it, and then they have some chilled XO. And then put it on the top of the oyster, and then they eat it together.
All together.
And they told me this is amazing.
It's like paradise.
Yes, I want to try this, but I didn't do the same method.
Yeah,
I can imagine it. It will be a very very
good mix of
the combination. Yeah.
Would you mind to translate in Cantonese?
係啦，即係我同事咧同我講咧，我佢哋上兩早兩年咧，佢哋去江邑區，即係法國江邑區食海鮮。咁咧，佢哋食嘅方法就好特別嘅，即係將嗰個嘅生蠔啦，一隻生蠔喺度。另外咧，佢哋會加啲嘅鵝肝醬落去喺面，然之後咧會倒啲XO 落去，啲XO 咧會雪夠凍，跟住然之後咧將佢一啖過。將呢三個嘅 combination 食落口度，佢話我感覺真係好似去天堂咁樣，即係我好想做呢樣嘢，因為咧香港咁熱啦，咁潮濕啦，哇！喺整個凍嘅 XO 加個 pate， 再加埋個 oyster， 三樣加埋咧，應該係一個非常之好嘅前菜嚟嘅應該。
Alex, do we have any chance to do it in Hong Kong?
Let's do it. I have pate, actually. straight from France. My parents brought me recently. And XO sauce we can find.
I can.
Yeah. And oysters, we need to make sure they're fresh. But why not? Let's do this. Yeah.
Okay.
And then we drink with white wine at the same time.
Yes.
So it's four ingredients
yes.
in total.
Yeah.
Sounds really awesome to me.
聽到都真係好想食咯，已經。
係啊，我聽到已經好想而家即刻食。Anyway, we have to wait because it may take some time to bring all this together. So why don't you just introduce the type of wine, the type of grape, of this white wine to our audience.
呢支酒咧，其實就係用，其實呢只波爾多酒，咁係得到 AOC 波爾多，即係得到波爾多法定嘅准許嘅。咁而得到呢個波爾多法定嘅准許咧，只有三種葡萄品種可以做嘅啫，分別係 Sauvignon Blanc、Muscadel 同埋 Semillon。而呢一支酒咧，佢最主要嘅成分咧就係 Sauvignon Blanc。咁 Sauvignon Blanc 佢呢只葡萄嘅特性咧，最令人難忘咧，就係佢聞落去嗰種檸檬啊、青檸味咧，係非常之突出嘅。咁甚至乎有啲人話佢有啲青草味，咁所以咧好多時候我哋聞咧一聞咧就會記得噶啦。咁啊，所以頭先咧我哋都話啦，有啲檸檬啊、有啲菠蘿啊、熱情果咧，其實係因為呢種葡萄本身有嘅特性。飲白葡萄酒，我哋好着重嘅就係嗰個嘅香味，嗰種果香。咁呢支酒咧，絕對我就fulfill到，即係滿足到我呢個要求啦。
嗯。我初飲我嘅感覺係比較淡啲嘅，咁、但係係咪個酒精度呢、這個係相對比較低嘅？
其實酒精度咧呢支酒都唔低嘅，以白酒嚟講，12.5%，係啦。咁點解你會覺得佢比較個濃，即係個淡啲咧？其實佢好想做一個輕身嘅酒，係俾人咧喺夏天嘅時候飲，因為如果咧隻酒太濃味，你唔可以水咁凍，如果唔係咧就啲木香味冇曬。咁而喺咁熱嘅天氣之下咧，如果你唔夠凍咧。咁又即係辛苦啲嘅，咁所以咧佢嘅特色佢嘅諗法就係、是，因為波爾多都比較熱啦，咁咧佢做翻俾翻當地人飲咧，就係、是、喺夏天拎住呢啲酒，即係拎住個可能煙三文啊、cheese 啊，喺河畔嗰度咧，跟住一齊飲咧，去做呢個嘅配搭出嚟嘅呢啲酒。
咁換言之，頭先你講過咧，係話嗰個提子或者個酒嘅成分係要配合你雪糕温度咯。
係啦，冇錯，係、啊，咁而呢支白葡萄酒啦，咁佢。即我就嚟之前咧，特登雪到大約8度嘅。咁其實佢最適合飲嘅温度咧，就係8至10度。咁我頭先飲咧，都係大約10度度，咁係非常之適合嘅。咁都凍少少更加好啦，去翻8度嘅話，咁熱嘅天氣。
OK，Let try it one more.
Okay.
Cheers.
Okay. Very good.
佢個酸度咧，其實係好靚嘅。
嗯，
你飲完個酸度之後咧，你好多口水湧落嚟啊。When you taste the wine, there are many snakes coming out. So you are imagining some seafood to get the pairing with.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about shrimps. Hoi da.
Yes. I'm thinking some lobster.
Lobster. Yeah.
Yeah. What would you, Alex? What would you recommend to?Go with this.
I think. Okay. Typically in France, my daddy would cook fish fillet. Usually, salmon or dorade.
Yeah.
It's very relatively boneless fish. Very easy to cook in a pan, basically, and with a few sauce. And some vegetables, and then you would have this at the same time.
Yeah,
that's very healthy.
I suppose the French Hong Kong and Japanese, they like seafood very much.
Yeah, they love it. Yeah,
yeah.
We eat any seafood, I think. Apart maybe from sea cucumber. I've never seen sea cucumber being eaten in France, but yeah.
So after I drink the wine, I taste the wine, I can imagine it. I am in Lemon Island now.
Uh-huh,
okay. Tasting the deep fried octopus.
A pleasant coincidence that many Cantonese food go so well with French white wine.
Talking about this, maybe next time we should do the show in Lama or Cheung Chau.
Sure.
In front of a lot of seafood, that would be great.
我相信到時好多嘅觀眾一齊跟住我哋一齊去南下島島一齊食嘢，有飲酒應該會。
So what seafood have we got today?
This is recommended by Forsen. Smoked salmon. This one is from Norway. Okay. Usually I get Alaska one because it's more free range, but this one is the one I found. But other than that, I leave it to the expert to tell me how to how to deal with it.
Okay. Let me cut a slide.
Sure.
Okay, 等我切少少食先嚇，試一試先。嗱，啲三文魚咧就Alex就買翻嚟嘅，就挪威三文魚啊，係煙三文嚇。煙三文，學識煙。
So you probably eat at the same time drinking the white wine, right? To mix the flavors together, isn't it?
通常, normally, the step will be, first I would taste the wine. Remember the all the flavor in my memory, in my mouth. And then I would taste the food. After finish the food, when I'm eating, I would drink another sip.
A small sip.
And then I can get the difference between without wine and with wine.
Oh, okay.
咁咧，一般嚟講咧，煙三文咧都好鹹嘅，俾人感覺。Yes, for sure. Yeah. 咁但係咧，呢一即係呢個配搭啦，呢個煙三文加完呢個白酒之後咧，佢個鹹度係 soft 咗啊。係我覺得佢唔單止唔鹹，佢咧嗰啲嘅煙熏味出曬嚟，即係好似咧嗰啲茶分雞咁樣咧，有啲咁嘅感覺啊啲。Okay. 咁然之後咧，佢最緊要咧，佢帶到一樣嘢咧，就係即係suppose依三文咧已經係即係冇唔會有鮮味喺度嘅。咁但係咧飲完個白酒咧，我突然之間咧覺得好似同三文魚 sashimi 有啲相類似嘅感覺啊。我覺得係個鮮味係俾我帶曬出嚟嘅呢個配搭。嗱，我都有少少感受。因為咧頭先你提到嗰個三文魚咧，除咗頭先嗰講。
煙燻味之外，仲有少少油。咁你食咗咧，嗰陣油味咧係好舒服，即係你淨好似喺個 palate 呢個嘴入邊個口腔入邊咧，你融化咗啲油。係啊，即係
so how you feel after pairing?
Delicious, very good.
What do you have any French vocabulary for describing this?
You can say if you really like it, you would say exquis.
Exquis.
It's like exquisite in English. Exquis or onctueux. It means really. Actually, this onctueux would be more appropriate for this one because onctueux is when you have the food which is kind of milky or oily, and this is a bit oily.
Yeah.
So, yeah, onctueux.
Yeah.
Entree. Okay.
Let me try some more.
Okay. And after you taste the salmon, and then you try this one again, and you. Would you find another kind of feeling?
Yes. Let me speak in Cantonese first. 頭先我食完個三文魚再飲啖酒咧，其實頭先阿 Eddie 講話啖酒好似出咗好淡咧，你飲完食個三文魚之後咧，其實唔係㗎啦，係啦，即係頭嗰下個酒係濃郁咗嘅。係啊係啊。佢係好多時咧，我哋話即係咩叫葡萄即係酒同酒食配搭咧，有幾種火花嘅，一就係和諧，即係話食完啖嘢食，飲完杯酒咧。 好舒服嘅兩個好夾嘅，第二個火花咧就係呢種啦，就係咩咧？就係有啲叫做衝突衝擊啊，sorry，衝擊應該咁講。咁咧嘢食同埋酒加埋咧。
它是一加一大過二，而且比我感覺就是一加一大過二，這就是化學作用，化學作用沒錯。我們喝的時候，我們發覺白酒和紅酒有一個共通點，就是它喝下去有變化，這個變化其實就是喝水有發覺紅酒或者所有紅酒或者所有發覺酒的精髓，因為你喝其他酒沒有這個變化，所以因為這個變化其實你還可以坐在那裡又聊天又再思考再想想這個酒之間的變化。 I was just saying that the special thing about French wine is that there are changes. I mean, during the whole process of drinking,
and the chemistry changes.
And whenever you got enough time, and the whole process will last, let's say for 30 minutes or 45 minutes, and you can take down these changes in your brain, and try to analyze the kind of changes.
Definitely, yes.
Yeah.
And even before, I mean, the whole creation process over a couple of years or even longer, the chemistry changes a lot, right? There's bacteria coming in, a lot of things, oxygen, etc.
也正正是為什麼葡萄酒為什麼會越來越值錢，就是因為它保持著變化。如果這些酒純粹是一式一樣的話， 其實他每年喝一支，每一年喝一支，有什麼感覺，十二年之後哪一年喝最好，但他都想有個後果，就是不再喝回來，他也會選擇這樣做，而亦都是我自己現在都特地開始這樣做，我應該每一年都要請Eddie和Alex來跟我一起去分享這種感覺。好，very good.
Forson just said that there are people, of course they are rich people, who can do the wine tasting records for let's say 12 years. With the same bottle, with same brand. I mean the same case. And they try to do it once in a year.
Okay.
And then record those
the feeling.
The feeling and the taste.
They write it down.
Write it down.
Oh, right, okay.
And compare with the last year with the first year.
It's amazing. It's really for passion.
And usually they will not find the same thing.
yes, I imagine. That's what is interesting with the wine. It's a very dynamic process. Yeah. Everything changes all the time.
Yeah.
Very organic topic.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Forson also mentioned that he would like to invite us to do this kind of game.
Of course. Yes. We should write down
every year together.
Can you do it at a shorter interval, like every month? Or you cannot see the difference too much, right?
If every month the difference will not be too much.
Yeah.
But every year you can think the difference is...
I suppose they're of the same vintage.
Yeah, same vintage.
Vintage, yeah.
Same vintage.
Yeah. So you need to stock up on the same vintage, maybe 5 years, 5 bottles, right?
Yeah, so 12 years.
Just 12 one bottles. Case.
Oh yeah, 12 bottles, yeah.
Yeah. Because one 盒通常都是12支的。 那如果12支,例如假設今天是2015年, 我們買一些2011年的酒,那就擠擠擠擠, 每一年有一支呢, 其實效果的變化會是令我們很難忘的。 現在很多人都喜歡喝酒,就是這樣的變化, 而越來越多人都這樣做這個行為了,我們叫做。
We've got to mention the vintage of this wine.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So why don't you just, Alex, you just teach us the pronunciation.
Yeah. Okay, so this one is Clos Lofis. Bordeaux Sauvignon. So okay, Clos Lofis is the vineyard, the chateau,
the
right?
Name, yeah.
Yeah, and then we can see the year is 2012.
But what's interesting to know is this is the time of when they took the grapes.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The time when they put the wine inside the bottle is written at the back, and it says October 2013.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's normal, obviously.
Yeah.
But usually, does it happen that they put the bottle, they put the wine in the bottle later, like more than 1 year, maybe 5 years later after?
It's quite very often. 阿Alex就問我剛才的問題就是 會不會很多時有些酒 譬如因為這酒2012年是收割年份 入樽就2013年
入樽的時間是後面寫的不是我說的他入面寫了2013年入樽他問我是不是很正常的呢其實是非常正常的為什麼呢因為很多酒他們要放到木桶上即是他收割完過了一個發酵程序之後他們要放到木桶上給酒吸收木桶的香味 所以有時會擠在木桶或者在缸發酵近一年甚至乎法國就可能兩三年最久的是西班牙有時他們的Grand Reserve烈級酒可能擠五年或者以上他才入樽去陳年令到酒的更加香味更加豐富其實是非常之正常的所以大家不用擔心2012年一買完一支酒擠不知道會不會擠在車房底其實就不需要 擔心的，因為佢哋法國亦都有非常之嚴格嘅法例去管制住，咁就唔會令到呢件事發生噶啦。
What about the vintage? In that case, should we say this is some 2012 vintage or 2013 vintage?
2012，即係如果喺呢個情況之下，我哋其實計嗰個即係收割年份，就唔係計入樽年份嘅呢個。
Is 2012 a good vintage according to your book?
According to my tasting notes, 2012年是一個比較平凡的一個年份它不是特別好也不是特別差但是就很適合現在喝很多人經常都說喝酒要追求舊年份其實白葡萄酒很多時候是要講求新鮮的其實2012年、2013年入樽都是兩年其實現在是非常之好 感覺上有新鮮因為這麼熱的情況下你還要給一些這麼healthy的酒其實是很辛苦的但這些酒很新鮮很fresh真的這麼熱的情況之下喝是令大家有一種很輕鬆很享受的一個weekend
I'll try to sum it up summarize the feelings that we have been drinking this wine it's just a light body wine
yes
it's just very fresh
easy to drink
And then it's got some lemon taste.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what else in it?
Pineapple.
Can
see
this. Yeah. And then after for half an hour, you start to have some green apple and some flower, early flower. Yeah, as I mentioned at the label. Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah. 即係經過一段時間之後咧，佢開始多咗啲花香，有甚至有少少白蘭花嗰啲香味。
What's interesting to note is that on the map at the back of the bottle, this grape was taken not closer to the sea, but very inwards inside the country. Like it's very at the beginning of the river, basically. Yeah. Is this something of importance?
Normally, if it is the more near to the sea, the quality. Will be better.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it is a bit far away. Mm-hmm. In fact, this is not very far.
Yeah.
It is on the top side of the river. Mm. So and it is as I saw the map, quite near.
Yeah, the river.
Gahom River. So I can assume this wine, the quality is not bad.
So what makes it better quality if it's closer to the ocean? Is it the sea salt?
Yes, because when it is near the ocean, and because the wine is very important is the daytime, the temperature, and the nighttime is the main difference. 即是說如果日間和夜間的溫度變化大,溫差大呢, 通常這酒會特別好一點如果它是接近海或接近河它是始終它接近河它夜晚它會很涼然後日頭因為它有太陽
咁我都係個會熱啦。咁而日夜温差大咧，一般嚟講啲酒咧嘅 quality 嘅成熟會更加好，而啲酒會更加靚嘅。我哋叫做
我理解就係温差大嗰個其實有利嗰個葡萄，即係嗰個果樣，
就係咁嘅意思啦。
Okay, so let's imagine for a second that I am Li Ka-shing's son. Okay?
Okay.
I have a lot of money, I have a lot of land, and I want to make a vineyard in, let's say, Sai Kung, in the country park. The government gave me the permission.
Okay.
Could I grow wine there? Grapes? Vines, basically?
Logically, you can.
Really?
Yeah, but...
Okay. But technically, you cannot, right?
The reason is when this Hong Kong, is the attitude of Hong Kong is not in the grapes growing...
Okay.
即是香港是種不到的。
可以種葡萄，但是它釀的酒一定是差一點。
Oh.
為什麼呢？個原因就是一般來說釀酒呢，我們有個的緯度，經緯度。佢係不論係南半球定係北半球，都係喺30-50度中間係最理想嘅，係啦，因為佢温差日夜温差大。咁喺香港咧，個温差比較細，因為佢始終係接近亞熱帶地區啦，個温差比較細，令到個葡萄嘅成熟唔係咁好，令到個酒嘅 quality 係會有影響。即係你問我可唔可以喺超級市場買一抽葡萄，跟住由佢發酵又成去養咧，係可以嘅，理論上。咁但實際上咧，你釀到淡酒都冇變化性咧，係都幾難飲嘅。咁所以最理想咧，就算你有錢啊，都揾一啲30-50度經緯度嘅嗰個緯度嘅地方去買葡萄園，去慢慢釀造，就會有更加好嘅效果啦。
Fawson gave you a very long answer. I gave you a very short answer. It's impossible to do it in Hong Kong. But actually, I know somebody who import French
wine
in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Oh, French grapes. Okay.
Yeah. In Hong Kong.
And then he makes the wine in Hong Kong.
Yeah, in Kowloon Bay.
That is amazing, actually.
Yeah.
Because I've heard about Hong Kong people and Guaylo and so on. They will create their own beer in Hong Kong. You know, brewery, the local brewery.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And also, you know, people making their own honey on the rooftops of Hong Kong.
Yes.
But I never heard about people importing the grapes to make their own wine.
Oh, in Hong Kong, there's one a very famous winery. We're located in Abbey Chow.
Abbey Chow, okay. Aberdeen, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's very famous. 喺香港啦，喺鴨脷洲有一間嘅酒廠咧，佢釀佢係真係喺外國，喺美國，喺新即歐洲啊，澳洲，所以澳洲嘅地方咧，佢係特登買一啲葡萄汁翻嚟香港，然之後去釀造，成為一種香港嘅特產。咁呢個葡萄酒咧，我自己就喺恆桂坊嘅酒吧度咧飲過。其實質素幾好嘅喎。
係啊，我都飲過，我都飲過。
係啊，係質素幾好嘅喎。我睇個電視節目咧，都會喺個酒廠度拍添，或者啲電視節目度。
The argument that they use is that if you do it in Hong Kong, you will save the time and traveling.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And actually, the traveling is not good to wine itself.
Yeah, yeah. 一般嚟講咧，譬如假設啦，如果觀眾你哋想買啲酒喺外國，假設喺法國，我喺個拉菲嗰度買啲酒翻香港咧，你即刻開即刻飲咧，我夠膽同你講呢個酒嘅 quality 係唔係你所想象中咁好？點解咧？因為酒是很脆弱的，若果你這麼脆弱的時候，你搖來搖去，即是人都即暈，他都暈，一定暈的，他是暈機浪的。那最理想怎麼做呢？買完回來擠在個酒櫃裡放回3個月或以上，然後呢才去喝呢，個效果呢你就會覺得是換言不同，是兩樣東西來的，完全是好像兩
支酒。這個就是喝酒 tips 了，真的這個 Fawson 真的醒大家，真的很多人都不知道。 So wine is like old man. You have to know. Wine is like women. You have to handle with care.
Yes, yes.
And whenever you buy some very expensive wine, let's say Lafite or Mouton, in France, don't drink it immediately.
Of course.
Whenever you have to store it in when you bring in Hong Kong, you store it for. At least 3 months.
Yeah. At least 3 months.
At least 3 months. Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. Similar concept. In case if you would like to bring the wine to the restaurant, it is very expensive wine. I suggest you a few days before to transfer the wine to the restaurant and ask the sommelier take it with care.
Okay. And then he will think you are professional. You know.
Yes.
Yeah. In otherwise, so, okay. In other words, we don't shake the bottle.
No. Mm. Yeah. 通常咧，如果你我哋去餐廳度咧，你會見到呢啲品酒師咧，對啲酒咧，佢唔係當佢啲酒嘅，當佢咩？當 B B 嘅。
嗯。
喺個 cellar 度，喺個酒櫃拎出嚟咧，攬住佢，好小心。Take it with care, just like a baby. And then 慢慢咁樣喺個客面前顯示佢最靚嘅一面，因為咧啲酒一搖咧，其實真係會好脆弱噶，係兩個味道嘅，因為個香味啊成咧，佢會唔出嚟噶，佢好似同你作對咁樣嘅。咁但係如果你慢慢好小心去看管住佢咧，其實個香味就會帶出嚟，就會將佢最美麗、最豔人嘅一面咧，顯示俾大家各位飲家度感受噶啦。
Oh, just when you were talking about the beautiful side of wine, I just have the feeling that after tasting all this cheese and salmon, it brought out the best side of this wine.
Yeah. Now it's very, the taste is different. It's very accommodating to your palate.
Why don't we finish the bottle and say goodbye?
Okay.
I have a very fine experience tonight because this is really very.
Yeah.
Refreshing.
Yeah. Very refreshing, especially with this kind of weather. Right now it's probably 30 degrees outside.
Yeah.
我諗我聽日咧應該會帶依啲酒咧去海灘，即係一路飲酒，一路享受陽光。
You forget one thing. I would suggest that you do it at about 6:30, and when you finish the bottle, you look at the sunset.
Oh, yes.
Perfect.
So, okay. Yeah. So tomorrow, are you available?
I'm available.
So let's go to beach together.
You just tell me there's wine, I'm available.
Okay. Right, so, cheers.
Okay.
Okay.
See you again.
See you again.
Bye-bye.
Bye.